With me on the phone lines is the managing director of BMTC. They have a fleet of over 6,500 buses. Here's a fun fact. They cover about 13.26 lakh kilometers every day. That is a lot. As good as going to the moon four times. 5 million passengers are ferried. Revenue earned per day, 5 crore. And with an employee strength of 35,000, they recently won the award for the World Healthy Workplace, beating 500 other private and government companies evaluated by the Clinton Global Foundation. Miss Ikroop Kaur, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Adisha.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I am quite busy, but I'm sure I'm not half as busy as you are, ma'am, with the whole demonetization and people traveling with BMTC buses, lakhs of people every day. How is it going?
Actually, people traveling with BMTC has come down, and it's not a very good thing because the problem of change and, you know, currency being in short supply.
Yes.
Overall, transport has come down. People moving from one place to the other, that has come down. So, in fact, the MTC has been seeing, a decrease in ridership day on day.
If I had to put a percentage to it, would you be able to say 10, 20?
Yeah, almost 40% dip in our traffic.
And this has been for the last 1 week?
Yeah, it has been there. So, in fact, first day it wasn't as bad, but then thereafter, it's been more pronounced.
What are the conductors telling you? What's the feedback you've gotten?
So basically, there is no change available. Our conductors have limited supply of money.
Okay.
Because transport authorities have been allowed to take 500 and 1,000 rupee currency notes.
Yeah.
Everyone comes with a 500 rupee note. But the conductor is not able to service with so much change.
If I know your team and if I know you well enough, I'm sure you've come up with a way to combat this.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've done. And we've now introduced a special pass, which is valid for 10 days.
Okay.
Which is up till 24th November. And this coincides with the date that the government has allowed us to use the old currency. And this 10-day pass is available for 500 rupees. We are accepting old currency notes, both 500 and 1,000, for sale of these passes.
Where can people pick these passes from?
These passes are available at all the pass counters, the usual pass counters that we have. They are also available in most of the buses. The conductors are carrying them.
Oh, so you can just hop into the bus, pay them and pick the pass on the spot.
Yeah.
No long queues, nothing.
No long queues.
Oh, that's great news. And
we wanted to, help people because there are already so many queues all over the place.
Yeah.
For one thing, they don't need to queue up.
And you're accepting old currency. That's also confirmed.
Yeah, we are accepting up till 24th November. So people who are traveling regularly with us, I would encourage them to buy these passes. It will make their life much easier. And for those who don't want to invest in a pass, please do carry smaller currency notes because our conductors will not be able to service with so much change.
I'm going to ask you an interesting question, Ms. Kaur. How much cash do you have in your wallet?
Me, I had 360 rupees in smaller denomination. But yeah, even